Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erev in Daf Nun Beis in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Vov. We're starting the last line, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that how does a person do Mizmizaki the Eruv for the Bnei Amavoi, gives it to other people? He has to give it to either to his older son and daughter, or to his Eved V'Shivcha Ivrim, the Jewish Eved V'Shivcha. And we have a similar Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni that says over there, in Ma'aseh Sheni, you could redeem, you're allowed to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. But if a person redeems his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he has to add the Chaymish, he has to add 25% to the value. If someone else redeems it for him, he doesn't have to add the 25%. So the Mishnah there says, Ma'arimil Ma'aseh Sheni. I can trick Ma'aseh Sheni, so to speak. We have a loophole over here, not to do Chaymish, but allow somebody else to do the Pidyon, to be the redemption, and not the person himself. So one of the people that could do it is Avdei V'Shivcha Ivrim. Use a slave or a maidservant, which are Ivri, which are Jewish, and they could do it very similar to our Mishnah. So then now the Gemara is quoting the sugya over there in Ma'aseh Sheni. Manan Kaimi, what we talk about, in Begdoyla, we talk about that this Shivcha is an adult above the age of 12. Zocha B'Simonim, she leaves B'Simonim. Shivcha Ivris is only until the age of 12. Once she turns 12 years old, she goes back. She's not anymore Shivcha. Continues the one that we base on the Aleph. In Biktano, if you want to tell me, it's under the age of 12. Hakaton Zocha? Is a cotton able to be Zoiche? And you male to be to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni? Yeah, there's a mandama that says that a cotton could do Truma. He could do Truma, he could redeem Ma'aseh Sheni as well. That's a Yusuf Chaim. Hakaton Zocha? I mean, it's true that maybe we have a pasuk, we have a mocker that a kota could do trumo. But where do we find that a kota could be zoiche in the moes and the money to redeem it? Says the Gemara, Daitan de Rabbonin Tamon Nicho. It goes very well, according to Rabbonin in Bovil, they say that a kota does have schio. Where is it? The Gemara goes and it specifies the shitas. Tamon Amin, we learned over there, I mean, in Bovil, Peshem Amnach Bayakov, Kol Shenoistim Loi Egois Umashlicho, you give him a note and he throws it away. Tsuroi Venoitloi, give him a dirt, and then he takes it. I mean, he doesn't know what's valuable, what's not. Someone who finds something by him, he has no schus, it's not his. It's like finding the garbage, you can take it. But if he takes a nut, something he wants to eat and enjoys, he takes it. Dirt, he throws away. He knows the difference between something valuable and something which is not so valuable. So then the Gzeilu gets him and pay Darkei Shalom. So then you get reached the age, you can't steal from him, Midir Rabbanu and pay Darkei Shalom. Egois v'tsoi v'notloi umatznioi umavioi lachazban. He takes what he has, he puts it aside, and when he needs it, then he uses it. Meaning now he shows a higher level of wisdom. So then the din is Gzeilu gezel gomer. So it's a full gezel. He can be zoiche to himself and not to others. So here you see there is a concept that a kotel can be zoiche. So here the kotel is zoiche in the mois ma'aseh sheni, and with that he's going to do a redemption. He says the same. He can be zoiche to himself. He can be zoiche to others. But everybody agrees he can give a gift. A gift of a kotel is not a matono. So why do you say he can be zoich l'achirim? So as Rebbe Chaim points out, because das achirim makas, someone else is telling him what to do. He says, please be mizakeh this to others, so then he knows how to follow these instructions. But on his own to give a gift that he does not do. So that is the shitas in Eretz Yisrael, that a kotel does have schia, and maybe he's also able to be mizakeh. Says the Gemara, divi chachoyim, what's the chachoyim over here in Eretz Yisrael? Vidu nepaz b'shea b'yechonon, Rav Yaakov b'shea b'yechonon. They hold is no gzeilo by a katan until he has two sires, until he becomes an adult. But the korban shvua kulam moidi at shavish tisaris. Meaning the rabbanan Eretz Yisrael that say that you could take that the katan does have schio. That's the gabi beis din. The beis din say it's a gezel and he can take away the money if someone took it away from him. But korban shvua, meaning the obligations that Torah gives when a person, when the monetary obligations that you have to bring korbanos, that we say only an adult can do it and not a child. And that's based on the pasuk that we said before, ki ten ish el re'eyu, has to be an ish. Says the Gemara, and I'm using Reb Chaim's gear, so he's skipping the next three words, going to say it in a moment. The pasuk says, ki ten ish el re'eyu. So the friend needs to be the same level. So the same way you say that an ish you don't have until he's an adult, so also you should not be able to be zoiche. So he stays with this question. According to Reb Chaim, now the Gemara says, Bram Karabon de Ocho. According to Rabban over here, how do we explain our Mishnah? That our Mishnah says that one can use a koton in order to do schia for others. It goes like the mandama in Maseches Gittin that there's something called a peutus. The tanina peutus, which means young children, they could buy and sell. Meaning it's a special takana de rabbanon, and the young children should be able to have kidei chayov, to be able to do some business. So they did a takana that a katan does have the ability to buy and sell. I mean, mainly he could also do a zikui. Says the Gemara now, Vatanin, we learned in our Mishnah, he can't use his young children or his slaves, which are Kanani, because their hand is like his, and therefore he can't use them. Mashra, a regular katan, you could use. And we learned that even according to Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael, it could be Zoyech Le'atzo, he's not Mezakeh Le'achirim. Our Mishnah, Mashra, a katan could be Mezakeh Le'achirim. Says the Gemara, when the Kisun Armin Kamashesh Das Tinoi Kamashain Das Tinoi. If he has some wisdom, he gives a peutos by the age of 6 or 7, so then he keeps him Mizaka Lachim too. That's our Mishnah. We said before, he can't Mizaka Lachim if he's very young. Says the Gemara, Taman Tanin, it says in Mesech Bo Metzio, when Daphne Base, when Base, Hashoyel Poro Vishokolo Biad Bnoi Biad Avdoi Biad Shlucho Vimesa Potter. Someone who borrowed a cow, and he sent it back with his son, with his slave, or with his shliach, and it died, so he's potter. Meaning the lender sent the cow with someone who's not considered to be responsible. So the borrower could say, I'm not, you know, you send it with the wrong person. I'm not responsible for that. So there it says in the end of the Mishnah, if the shoyel told the lender, says, please send it with your slave, with your child, with your shliach, so then he is chayof. So the more understands, why is that so? Because the slave, the katan, is mizaket to the shoyel. Once he agreed, they're mizaket to him. So you see, there is a zikui for an eved and for a katan. That's what Gemara says. Leisa do amro shehevi mizaket mirabu lach. You see from here that a slave can mizaket for somebody else, but from his rebbe to somebody else. And not like our Mishnah that says yodo ki yodo. We're not talking about a eved knaini. We're talking about eved ivri who does have the ability to do zikui. You're going to feel tame of eved knaini. The pshat over here is that once the borrower said it's okay, so it's as if he's telling him, open the door of the pen and allow the animal to go on its own. Not that the slave is mizaki for me, but the slave is like the wind, like the he tells the lender, open the door, let the animal go on its own, I'm going to look at it and make sure to catch it. So the slave is not the one giving it to the shoyel, it's the fact that the shoyel was willing to take responsibility once he slammed it with the slave. Similar with Tani Ken, we see a similar thing. Inhigo, imshicho, karolovas. So inhigo means he walked her, imshicho means he pulled her, karolovas. So he called it, and he's chayav l'shalom k'shayel. So he's responsible for it. It's also here, it's as if he called it because he agreed for the slave to bring it to him. Rabzeir shomol aminado, you learn from the following. Av eim izake lo al di b'noi b'noi k'tanim, v'lo al di avdo v'shicho sakrani, p'ni shiyodom k'yodo. That's our Mishnah. Don't you see clearly that the one cannot be zoicha from the head from his other for somebody else? So clearly that we see you can't do that. So they want to know. Tipotaker Ameir Doma Yad Evid Ki Yad Rabu Dami. That's the sheet of Ameir that holds the Yad of the Evid is like the Yad Rabu, and there's no way to separate the Evid from his master. But Rabbanon hold that one can be Mizaki, one can give a slave a gift on the Achein Rabu Rishuzboy, meaning the slave has some autonomy on his own. So maybe according to them, you could also be Mizaki and be Evid for somebody else. Says the Gemara, "V'atani ishtoi isach meir derameir eved yad isho kiad bailo." Meaning, our Mishnah says that you could do zikur with a wife. If it's according to a meir that holds the yad eved kiad rabbi, he also adds the yad isho kiad bailo. So, if so, how can you do the zikur by the wife? Says the Gemara, "V'chananu b'shem apinuchos tipoter kiantani etani ishtoi eino poideloi ma'isa sheni." Meaning, it is Rameir. Hi, we said yad isho kiad bailo. Not exactly. We know the Rameir says that a wife cannot redeem Maisa Sheni for her husband without adding Chaymish. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'shem Rameir ishto poydel Maisa Sheni. He said in Rameir that a wife could be poydel Maisa Sheni without Chaymish, meaning that a wife has her own autonomy, even according to Rameir. So though he holds Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, he doesn't say that the Isha is like a husband. So that's a pshat in our Mishnah too. He holds the hand of the Eved is like his master, so therefore he can't do a zikui, but the hand of the wife is not like her husband, she could do a zikui. That's this shita of her mayor. Halacha Zayin zok the Mishnah, nitma et ha'oichel moisiv u'mezakeh ve'in tzech lo'hidia. If the food diminished is not enough, he could just add to it, he doesn't have to announce it. He could do it if everybody knows he's doing it on their behalf. Nitfasu aleihem moisiv u'mezakeh ve'tzech lo'hidia. If other people came and joined the Mavoi, joined the Shituf, so he adds them to the Shituf, but he has to announce that he's adding them. Says the Gemara, Ma'u Mu'idiyah, what is exactly he's announcing? Says the Gemara, Halacha. He's announcing the Halacha that he doesn't have to ask their Das. He doesn't have to ask their permission to add them because you me'arav to'odun beloy daisui. Meaning, not that he has to announce to them to ask their permission. He doesn't have to ask their permission. But he has to announce them so they will know that they can carry, that they have a heir to carry. That's the only reason he has to announce. Says the Gemara, doesn't this teach us the fact that he said the food diminished? How did the food diminish? The one understands that he continues to eat from the heir. That means he's not really giving them a share of the heir, because if he's giving them a share of the heir, how can he eat from it? So we just see in the concept of a heir, he's not actually giving it to them to be theirs. Says the Gemara, no, could be he does give them to be theirs. Hi, how did it diminish? The mice came and ate from it. It wasn't him. Now, he doesn't have a rishus to eat from this eruv, but it diminished on its own, naturally. So now he doesn't have to announce to them, because they are still relying on the same eruv. With this, we conclude, Yushami Eruvin Dafron Base.